TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Boom. Shakalaka.
Boom. Shake, shake, shake the room. Is that Will Smith?
That sure is.
Look at me, calling back shit, remembering things.
Yep. Will Smith don't go to cussing his refs to sell records. Well, I do. So fuck him and fuck you too.
Oh, that's Eminem.
Yes, that is.
What you got, Tim?
Or Tim and M at karaoke.
I like the girls with the pumps and the bump.
All right.
That's MC Hammer. Hammer tops.
No. Just Hammer.
Yeah, he dropped the MC because there's too many sucker MCs at the time.
I unironically enjoyed that song, though.
I mean, who doesn't like girls with the bump?
She got a bump, the bump.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
I'm a racial Rorschach test.
Yes.
What do you see when you look at this man? I see Mexican. Ooh, sorry. No points this round. Nissan Vagina.
Exactly.
Nissan Vagina.
I can't find the steering column. So I just licked the whole dashboard. If we were at all sympathetic to any Trump supporters before now, we have burned through all of that.
I mean, at this point,
I know you don't care.
Yeah.
And when you hear this sound,
that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show. TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Welcome.
Indeed, where the microphone explodes, shattering the molds. Either drop the hits like De La O or get the fuck off the commode.
All right, I'm Tim, the T and whatever the fuck that was.
I'm Andy, the A in Rage Against the Machine.
I'm Noah, the N in Rage Against the Machine.
Actually, if I was going to do a cover band, it would have to be called something like Shake Your Fist Powerlessly Against the Machine.
Impotently Rage Against the Machine.
There you go. There it is. I knew we'd find it.
I would be a cog in the machine. Gotta keep this thing moving.
I'd be like, well, I guess the machine is right.
I mean, the machine does have a point.
Currently lubricating the machine.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Oh no,
I want to be your monkey wrench in the machine. It would be a mashup of Foo Fighters and Rage Against the Machine.
But he doesn't want to be your monkey wrench. He'll never be your monkey wrench.
Here we are again, guys,
on our own.
Here we are again on our own. Kind of related. I may be able to record next week. We will see.
About to say, this is our last TanCast for 2 weeks, but how are you going to record next week?
Well, so I'm leaving Thursday now. And so hopefully I should be in Wisconsin by Saturday.
All right.
But that's why I say maybe, because if shit comes up or whatever, then yeah, maybe not. And maybe friend of the show Max will be on.
Ooh.
Oh.
And his kid.
Now, my.
I mean, I don't think his kid's going to be on there, but his kid, like, apparently he played some of the episode that he was on for. and he's like, and Owen says he may say hi. So he hasn't committed to anything yet. He's got to weigh his options.
Right.
It's like, he may got some other things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got other offers from other podcasts.
Got a lot of irons in the fire, you know?
Yeah, so did I talk about that in the show that I'm driving to Wisconsin and staying there for...
You've talked about going. I don't know that you actually talked about driving.
Ah, yeah. So
I knew you were driving, but
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. I'm driving to Wisconsin to stay with friend of the show and my friend, my personal friend, Max. I'm working. We are not going back into the office at least for the rest of the year. Who knows? Probably longer than that, I imagine. I'm going to go work remotely for, a little less than a month. I guess technically if I work more than a month, I'm supposed to tell them and they got to do some tax shit.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a whole email from my company because people were talking about going to Airbnbs out of state. People who don't have kids and if they're condo
living
rent
the sweet
or whatever.
Life, you mean?
Yeah. The people who live in the sweet life. So the people who didn't necessarily have roots in Atlanta and, maybe just had an apartment where the lease was coming due and didn't have a lot of shit to be moving around were I'm just going to toss all my stuff in storage and I'm just going to go to Utah. I'm like, well, first of all, why Utah? And then they sent me pictures of the place. I'm like, oh, that's why Utah. Because holy shit,
Utah.
I'm like, holy shit, that's a fucking mansion. They're like, yeah, I was just gonna get five other friends together. We were each everybody's got their own bedroom, and it's got a pool with a water slide, and it's got a indoor basketball court and a bounce house that can inflate inside the basketball court. And the basketball court also doubles as a racquetball court or some shit. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm like, I feel like that one room's doing a lot of the heavy lifting here, but then they sent me pictures of the rest of the place. I was like, shit. And I start doing the math of how much it was a night. And I was like, yeah, if you split that six ways, that's just that's rent. But you're staying in a fucking mansion instead of a tiny one bedroom apartment. That's
they're going to do the same thing they do in the mansion. Is at home, they do the mansion, just fucking sitting around watching Netflix.
Probably, but they can go watch Netflix while going down the water slide. They can watch Netflix and play basketball. Pickup game, 3-on-3. Yeah, so apparently a lot of people at the company had been talking about doing stuff like that. So an email went around. It's like, hey guys.
Hey guys.
If you do that for too long, you will owe income tax in a different state. Yeah. So apparently companies that regularly have people go live out of state for a long time that do consulting all over the country and all over the world, they'll have tax departments to figure out their consultants' taxes for them, because the consultants are like, fuck, I don't know how much I owe New York and how much I owe Ohio and how much I owe fucking Georgia.
Well, that must be annoying. But I always use automated tax systems. And that's one question that always comes up is did you earn any money out of state or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it's like, well, I mean, I was out of state and I earned money, but the job is in California and that's where my address is and that's where my mail goes. So did I? And then, that to answer that question, it depends. It depends on how long you go do that work somewhere else.
So, I will be saying less than a month, we'll say.
Very good.
I will be.
Are you getting your mail forwarded, or are you just going to have one of your roommates, open up anything important?
I don't get anything important.
Okay.
What about your bills? Pay your telephone
bills? I don't get paper bills. The only mail I get, I wouldn't say the only mail. Most of the mail I get is junk mail. Or medical, if I go see the dentist, or medical bills like that. But nothing ever urgent ever comes in mail anymore. I'm like, why do I need mail?
What about your ballot?
I'll be back by then.
Shit.
What if you get a jury summons?
You know what's funny? My roommate did get one, and I saw I didn't see the name, but they all had that same look, and I was just like, I hope this isn't fucking for me.
Pre-existing travel plans is generally
If you're not there to get it, it seems like that would be a good excuse.
Yeah.
I took a trip and I was gone.
Yep.
I never get any urgent mail.
I'm going to write you every day you're gone.
Did I tell you I applied for the Real ID? And I barely passed the eye exam.
Yeah, you told me when we were when you were enjoying some Taco Bell in front of me.
Yeah, I was just, oh yeah, that was delicious, by the way. I offered you some Taco Bell the other day, so
so we're even?
Yeah, we're even. I didn't get it for you, I just offered it. And you declined. So joke's on you. Yeah, so I'm like, oh yeah, I'm probably gonna have to get some glasses or contacts at some point. Yeah. I don't know if I want to get LASIK again. Like, I don't know if that would even be effective or if it's just, yeah, I'll figure it out. But I mean, I see fine. Like, with both eyes, I'm fine. It's just like, yeah, I'm like, oh, that was a little bit of a struggle. I was worried for a second. I'm like, oh, is this where it all falls apart?
Oh, that's right, because it's not like you just have an option of putting glasses back on. You have no glasses now.
Yep. I mean, I could go get some, but then I had to go back to the DMV. Also, my license doesn't technically expire till I get back from my trip, but I was like, I'll just take care of this now, at least, and yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Max and being in Wisconsin. Everyone is very worried about me. Like, you're going to Wisconsin? There's riots there. I'm like, but not every fucking where.
I'm more worried about you driving through all those red states to get there. Mm-hmm. Just remember, when you see the lights, pull over, keep your hands on your steering wheel, and do whatever they say.
Play my balls. Well, Tim said to do whatever they say.
I'm not going to lie. They're going to ask you to do some fucked up shit. But the moment you step out of line, it's going to somehow be your fault.
Yep.
See, I'm going through Nevada, Wyoming.
Oh, God.
Nebraska. Iowa.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, fuck.
I think I'll be okay.
Keep it under the speed limit.
Just going to pedal the metal all the way. Take my toy gun with me.
Oh, Jesus.
Hang out the window.
I mean, it seems like the best idea is to speed limit or speed pedal to the metal through Iowa. Like, get me the fuck out of Iowa.
Have you... I think I mentioned this in text, but I don't know if we ever talked about here. Like, you know, and my mom is white, but my mom never had a talk with me about, like, you know, as a black man, you know, this is something you need to worry about.
My dad, your mom failed you.
And I'm just like, yeah, like, and like, have you had that talk with your kids, Tim?
We had, you've seen my kids. Yeah. They don't need to, this is not a worry they need to have.
Well, sure.
They are the blondest, whitest kids you'll ever see. They are the ones that police will just let walk by holding the gun.
He
must be
good.
On his way somewhere. Oh, get out of his way, guys. Come on. Come on. Come on. You're holding him up. Come on.
Yep. Except for that one cop with the highly attuned, I don't know what it would be, Bladar? Like, I smell a quadroon.
All right. So we had to talk about racial problems in America, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like, and this is how it's going to affect you, because it's not. It doesn't even really affect your father.
Yeah, people think I'm Puerto Rican.
People think I'm Jewish. People think all sorts of things.
Tim, sort of, you're like a mirror held up to other people. I noticed that there was a distinct tendency of people to assume that you were whatever they were.
I'm a racial Rorschach test.
Yes.
What do you see when you look at this man? I see Mexican. Ooh, sorry. No points this round.
No bueno.
No puntas. Lo siento. Noah, are you by any chance going through Cedar Rapids?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know, to be honest.
All right. Well, if you do go through Cedar Rapids, let me know.
Why?
I have food recommendations.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can check my route.
So does, sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say, I mean, we don't need to do that like right the second, but
yeah, people follow in Noah, like Forrest Gump.
Yep.
Do you know what kind of car you're gonna rent?
I am renting a Nissan thing.
A Nissan thing.
A Nissan
by name.
V. Starts with a V.
V-ger. Nissan V-ger.
Nissan Vagina. Oh.
Exactly.
Nissan Vagina.
I can't find the steering column. So I just lick the whole dashboard. I do the alphabet.
What the fuck?
Would it be the gear shift?
Nissan Versa. Because
that's the little knob that makes it go.
Nissan Versa.
Okay. Does it have guidance? Whatever. Like fucking. I mean, I guess GPS.
I mean, I don't know. I have my phone. But I went for the cheapest thing possible, so I imagine it's gonna be bare bones.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm like, what is the cheapest thing? Yep, that is the one for me.
If no one gets pulled over, they're like, roll down your window. Like, I'm afraid about how much effort this is going to take and what you're gonna think I'm doing.
I actually switched my car because there's like, I mean, it tells you like this car or a comparable car. So the base car, which was like, there's another car that was like the same price. But then when I looked up reviews of it, people are like, this car is shitty. I was like, maybe I'll just switch to this other car. I'm like, I don't know why, but I was like, I'm curious about this car. It looks kind of cool. Yeah, I'm with it. And then I was just like, yeah, this car has weak engine. Like, I'm like, all right, well, Nissan, I know Nissan's good.
Yeah. I mean, the Rocky Mountains are between you and your destination, so like there will be some hills.
I imagine I'll be just eating a lot of fast food along the way. Just like I'm mostly just trying to get there. Like, yeah. Although on the way back, I am going to supposed to see some friends in Missouri, which I believe we'll have to go through St. Louis on the way there. So I'm going to try to get some barbecue there. And where did you ask if I was passing through?
Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. Which is, there's a famous amusement park there, right?
Is there?
Or is it Cedar Rapids?
The racetrack? I think it's Cedar Point.
Oh, you could be right. You're probably right.
Yeah. Cedar Point is a amusement park on Lake Erie in Ohio.
So I will not be going through Cedar Rapids. I will be going kind of near there, I think.
Well, I mean, if you go through Iowa and you zoom the map out far enough, everything is kind of near there.
Well, sure. I just don't know. Look at the map. I just don't know what the distance is. Oh, it's about 30 minutes. I mean, is a place that's worth taking a 30-minute detour? Hour detour?
Yeah.
Didn't sound like it.
Yeah, if you're trying to get somewhere... I know what long, long, long car rides are, and like adding an hour to multiple days, like it seems like, oh, you know, this is like it's a 5% increase, but yeah, at the end
of
it,
how about you tell me the places, and if I'm filling up for it, I'll be like, you know what, I am going to go there.
Alrighty. Two of them are more sit down. One of them is amazing, but it's like you can sit down and eat there, but you can also like just, it's like a butcher shop.
I like meats.
Yeah. Yeah. So like you can just go in and like order. I had like maybe the best barbecue sandwich I've ever had in my life at this little tiny like hole in the wall place in Cedar Rapids.
Did you go there for work?
To Cedar Rapids? Yes. The little tiny barbecue hole place? No. I went there for lunch.
My work told me I had to come in here. I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah. You got any shit that I can fix? Do you want to talk about stuff? I don't know. You got needs? Maybe?
Yeah, so I will. I mean, and you know, it actually works out, because I don't know if I mentioned this either. I actually planned to go visit my friend in Wisconsin before all this, because my cousin had a baby. So I was like, here's what I'll do. I'll fly to Max. I'll hang out with him. We're going to go to Chicago, have some cocktails. Then I'll also see a friend of mine who lives in Chicago who had a baby. And then I'll drive down to St. Louis, stay with my cousin for a bit, and see his child, who's now 18 months old or something. Like, yeah, it's been a while. So I will still get to see him at some point. I just, I'm sure if I'm going to see him in Chicago, or if I'll just, on my way back, go through St. Louis and visit him there. So yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Very good. I think Caitlin has, I think it was St. Louis. Pretty sure it is. Caitlin has some suggestions about places to get food. Like, to the point, like she remembers these places so fondly. Oh, maybe it was Springfield. I think it was St. Louis. I'm pretty sure it was St. Louis, because she was living in Springfield when she discovered this. And I'm pretty sure it was like, it was not in her tiny little pimple on the map. But yeah, like, I want to say 4 years from now, 5 years from now, something like that. There's going to be another total eclipse that's going to go over the U.S.
Of the heart?
Yes. Total eclipse of the heart. Yeah. Yep.
And Trump stared right into it.
Metaphor. Yeah.
Oh, is that?
Hopefully he won't still be alive by that point.
That's one with a really weird ass video, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yep. And then they did a little video of it. We're just like seeing what's going on. You're like, this is fucking weird.
But Arthur Fonzo Riley's got an army of clones. Fonzie's been cloned.
And there's some football
All right,
players.
Which one of you nerds put glitter in my face mask?
I turned my head to the right.
What the effing crap? That angel guy just felt me up.
All right. Well, that definitely needs to go in the show notes now that we've sung.
And the guy has fucking random glowing eyes. Like, I'm watching it now.
Yes.
I really like this song, though.
I love the just the dimly lit shot of dangling balls. Metaphor. That fucking kills me. Anyways, yeah,
I would love to like see, you know, it'd be hilarious if like guy who does pitch meetings did like pitch meetings for videos, like music videos. Like, I would love to hear the pitch meeting for like this. So here's what's gonna happen.
We're going to imply throughout this that you are a sexual predator who is disturbingly attracted to underage men.
I like it.
Tell me more. Will be a guy with glowing eyes? Yes. Will be some football players? Yes.
Yes.
Will doors open randomly? Yes. Yep.
All these things and more. Greasers dancing threateningly up the stairs? You betcha.
So when you travel, do you like to like seek out like good food places? Do you care?
No. I'm like, let me get there. Let me start. Like, I usually have, well, I mean, most of my travel is places I go often. Like, it's like either the drive to and from Disneyland, the drive to and from the airport in Seattle to Port Townsend. So like there are places I know along the way, or I'm just in a hurry to get to my grandma's fried chicken.
Oh, does she make good fried chicken?
Yes, she does, and makes it for us almost every time we come.
Nice.
Just ready and waiting as soon as we pop in the door. Like, yeah, fried
chicken. Just some fried chicken in your face. She's like, you're black, I know what's up. Like, grandma's so racist.
In fairness, she makes it for everyone, but all right.
Oh, we know who she's thinking about. Has some slice of watermelon for you.
I must appease him with an offering of fried chicken, lest he bring his black rage upon our small town.
Tim, here's your offering of fried chicken.
What's a Nubian?
Baked chicken, Negroes assemble.
He like slapped out of her hand. What is this bullshit, grandma? I'm like,
Malcolm, DeAndre.
Like chicken legs, you know that. Yeah, I would definitely say that's one of my like definitely the things I seek out when I travel is like good food and like good cocktails.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Noah seeks out good food and good cocktails. Noah's out hunting for tail whenever he travels.
But there's cock in front of it, though.
Yeah.
Huh. I feel like you made that one worse.
Did or I? Better.
Well, you're right. I'm sorry. In terms of attempting to correct it to what you actually meant, you have made the situation worse. Not that that situation is inherently bad.
Oh. So here's something for you guys. Kind of along that line. So a mutual friend, you've probably met this guy. He's a friend of Stephanie's, Tim. I don't know if you've ever met him, Andy. But he posted something. Let's see if I can actually find it. He basically posted something about a school in Redwood City. Basically, he was saying like, oh, today is the birthday of this guy who created this school. Google it. And, oh, I think I'm getting close.
Full release of information.
Nope. Dang it, I may not be able to find it. But basically, this lady went off and just was like, why are you Googling some random white guy? There's black people dying in the street. Just like this whole rant.
What the hell?
I was like, fucking, that just escalated goddamn quickly. I'm like, what? And it's just such a, like, I mean, you know, obviously this person who's posted is going through like a rough time. Like, and it's just feeling, I'm sure, lots of feelings about all the things. But it's just like, at any moment, at any point in our lives, if anyone says anything positive or stupid, you could just be like, well, there's people fucking dying over here. Like, it just seems like it's such a weird, like, argument. Like, of like, yeah. And it's not like it's a all or nothing thing. It's like, if I Google, you know, inconsequential shit, doesn't mean I can't care about other shit.
Nope.
Yeah.
You've used up your Google allotment. You've used up your thinking allotment, I guess.
God damn it, I wish I could find it. I mean, you might delete it, because, like, then it just, you know, Roberto got in there and was trolling, and it just, like, it just deteriorated, as these things do. We can talk about anything. I'll keep looking.
So, I was trying to look up where Cedar Point was, just to, you know, like, confirm that that was probably what you were thinking of. And I just discovered, by looking at a map, that not too far from Cedar Point, is a place called Starve Island.
You don't want to go there for food.
No. Yeah. Well, apparently you don't. Yeah. It's 2 acres, and there's like it barely sticks up out of the water, and there's like rocks and like a little bit of scrubs, like just like a couple of bushes here and there, some brush, not even that much of that. And apparently like you can't even see the island from that far away because it doesn't stick up out of the water.
That is that is so random that they decide they needed to name that.
Yeah. So
like looking at it, it does not look like oh, see that little random piece of dirt over there? We should name that something.
Yeah. So apparently like it got its name. Well, theoretically it got its name from like a sailor shipwrecking there and starving, but it's like the island is a mile away from a much, much, much larger island. So, I mean, I assume that unless the water is like freezing cold.
And there's a Taco Bay right there. You could have just swam there and got some tacos. You
just swam over the tacos, right?
Right.
Taco Bay?
I looked at the map.
That sounds like that's your, you know, significant other who hooks you up with tacos. That's my Taco Bay.
I thought it was the nickname for the Mexican director who liked to just toss in random explosions to all of his work.
Oh, God damn it. And then after you go to Taco Bay, you can stumble your way over to Perry's Cave Family Fun Center.
Yeah, I mean, like, why didn't the guy just, like, swim to Taco Bay and then go to the fun center?
Oh, that fucking island is fucking tiny, too. I mean, well, maybe not that tiny, but it doesn't look that big.
South Bass, or maybe it's Bass.
Yeah, yeah, South Bass Island. I'm like, that is, and there's like a road, like it's numbered. Like, I'm like, how long would it even take to drive that road? Looks like maybe like 5 minutes.
I mean, it's got an airport.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's bigger than I think it is.
Yeah.
Google maps. I fuck up. I'm like, that doesn't look very big on this map, but yes, I realize it's also way bigger in reality.
3.7 miles long, mile and a half wide, almost 1,600 acres. So yeah, it's not huge, but like I'm sure you could go find water there without having to, you know, like drink Lake Erie.
Yeah, there's a lot of random islands. It makes me wonder, like, people are like, I need to go live on that island over there. so I found the post.
Good, because we shouldn't just keep looking at random islands in the middle of Lake Erie and commenting on them.
Says who? This could be our new theme for the show.
All right.
Fun fact. So this is the post. Fun fact. Today is Roy W. Cloud's birthday. He's the guy the school is named after. Google it. So I think this just meant like he grew up in Webber City. Like, hey, guys, this is a fact that you might be interested in. So this lady. So in the middle of everything, the middle of everything going on, you are Googling Roy W. Cloud. Maybe Google things that can actually educate you or make a difference, especially in a world where you have black men shot in front of the kids or where 1,800,000 people are dead from COVID. How about we talk about that and not some white dude's birthday? Because you literally wasted time Googling something that has no relevance to current life. How about doing fun facts about COVID or about BLM or anything that's actually educational in which you can actually start having a racial and inequality conversations or COVID awareness with your 1,000 plus friends, not some bullshit about some white dude's birthday.
Huh.
I was like, wow. Like, oof. I mean, you're not wrong.
This lady doesn't want me to celebrate my birthday either.
No, your audience. Like, yeah. I'm just like, oof. That's a, yeah. I don't think you're going to win hearts and minds that way.
No.
I mean, again, not that you're wrong. This is also a time and a place where it's like, yeah, it's going to be effective and like people are going to care. And like, yeah. You know, as we discussed before, it's not like an all or nothing thing. It's not like I can Google Roy Cloud, take 5 minutes, look at that, and then Google some other shit.
That's the great thing about Google. Once you Google something, it's not like, well, that's it. You're done.
Yep. One search per person. Fuck. Can you imagine? That would be a hilarious search thing. Like just the anti, like Google, you can Google one, you can search one thing a day. You better make it good.
But no matter what it is, you will get an answer. That answer will be the absolute, like, true and full, complete truth. Like it's like people getting on there, like, Googling, did my wife cheat on me last Thursday? Google knows.
Yes.
But you can't ask any follow-up questions.
I feel like if you could wait till next day.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So, yeah, shit's rough out there. And of course, everyone jumped on our case. And then I was like, all right, but, like, it would be better if, like, someone actually is like, hey, what's going on with you? Like, I feel like if you're going to post something like that, you're definitely, like, feeling some things and feeling obviously strongly about them.
Yeah, but, like, yesterday I looked up some stuff about Schitt's Creek. Because we're watching that. Uh-huh. Because I looked that up, I completely forgot that Black Lives Matter, and now I'm a fascist. So it happens, Noah. You gotta be careful with what you're doing.
I don't know. I only have so much information I can hold in my brain at once. Yeah. So that was my week. And watch a bunch of movies.
Tim said,
Because we didn't play the jingle.
How the fuck was everyone's week?
Recreationally.
Was it good times or was it weak?
Sounds like it was fine.
We'll find out on our very next
previous
segment. How's your motherfucking week?
Nailed it.
Well
production
done, Tim.
Quality.
How was my week? Well, I have had what appears to be a splinter. I think it may actually be a beard hair splinter. Underneath one of my fingernails, like way, way too far fucking up there.
This has happened before.
Well, yes. Like this one, I didn't feel like pain in that finger or whatever. I just like looked at my fingernail one day and I was like, what's that black line under there? It is way the fuck up there. And like, it's, if I poke at it, it's a little tender, but not that much. And like, it's not, you know, red or causing me pain or whatever. Like, and it wasn't like there was a, like, obvious connection point with the tip of the finger. It was just a little like black line segment about halfway up the nail. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck has it been doing there? So like about, you know, once a week I remember and I look at that fingernail and like it, today, whatever it is, has poked out. So guys, it is a momentous occasion. I'm going to go get some tweezers and find out what the fuck this thing is.
It's a parasite.
Probably. Yeah. No, he's in the other room watching cartoons.
Oh,
sad, ass. Yeah, so I get to, I guess, solve this mystery. It's been weighing on me.
Has it?
Yep. And much less important than that, I've also been trying to convince myself all week that I'm not having a heart attack and having panic attacks about that.
Why do you feel like you're having a heart attack?
I have a tendency to like lounge in such a way where like it irritates the muscles that go in between the rib cage on the left side.
Okay.
Like, and I've done this before to myself where I irritate those muscles. And when I do, it's like, it's almost subconscious, but I have this tendency to try to like stretch myself out to make it feel better,
mm-hmm.
which I'm sure is just irritating it more.
And then I think you're actively worried about having a heart attack because of your dad, right?
Well, yeah. Because my dad died in his 50s and his dad died in his 50s and I don't want to join them. And I certainly don't want to lower that bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And also like it's become very clear to me that I have not been moving enough like at all during the lockdown,
mm-hmm.
that I have gotten really, really sedentary. And it's not just the copious amounts of additional fat that I've managed to pack onto my frame. Although it is that, like that's definitely on there, and it's definitely one of the things that's concerning me about it. But also, like, just the fact that, like, sometimes if I go up the stairs too fast, I'll be winded at the top of the stairs. I'm like, this one flight of stairs.
That was it.
Yeah. So you know, I've already started to get more active, but then like how quickly I got out of breath when I was getting more active was like that. That was another thing of like, is this. Is this that I'm out of fucking shape, or is this another symptom of a heart attack? Because that's a symptom of a heart attack, but it's also a symptom of just being a fat, lazy fuck, which I am.
Me too.
So, yeah. So it's like, you know, any little like chest pain or like if I get pain in my arm, like at all, even though it's like, oh yeah, well, you know, you were typing or you were on your phone holding it in a weird angle or whatever for like way too long. Yes, of course. Or you were leaning on that arm, propping yourself up while lounging and watching TV or what, you know, whatever, like whatever the reasons are. It's like, I get a little twinge of pain and it's like, oh shit, it's shooting into my arm. No. It's a separate pain, Andy.
I mean, exercising, losing some weight, all good things. I mean, also you could like, if you're legit worried about it, I'm sure you can go to your doctor and be like, hey, is there something we can do just so I can see, although that might be worse. Like,
I am. I'm making an appointment for myself to do another stress test. Been a couple of years since I've done one of those.
That might, you know, give you some relaxation, or if there's bad news, then, you know, might worry you more.
But I mean, like if it's bad news, then, you know, like I can get medication to help, and I can,
So the knowing would be better for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
that makes sense.
The battle.
Yeah. G.I. Joe. Yeah. Keeling over dead suddenly because I've ignored the symptoms, which I've been trying to do for a week. And not the keel over dead part. I've been hoping not to do that.
Yeah,
well,
we're trying to keel
time,
over dead, guys. Yeah. I don't know. It's not working. It's not working.
And, you know, I kind of came clean to Caitlin about all this shit earlier today, and she's like, why didn't you fucking say anything? Like, why didn't we already make an appointment for you to go see the doctor? I was like, well, you know, it's like, it's work's real busy, and there's, she's like, these are lies you're telling me, and these are lies you're telling yourself. Like, you could have made time, work would have continued in your absence.
Yeah,
it would have been okay.
Work doesn't matter if you're about to have a heart attack and die.
Yeah. I'm like, but I was convincing myself that I wasn't by ignoring the problem, just like my dad did, and then he died. So
I accept your apology.
Yeah. So suck on that fact.
Well, I hope you're healthy.
I'm not.
Well, you know what I mean. And yeah, you know what you can do. And there are things you can do.
Yes.
It's just, yeah, I mean, doing them is also hard. It's so much easier not to do those things.
Well, like, one of the things that I'm doing.
I can work out, or I can just sit on this couch and watch a bunch of TV. Yeah.
I'm ordering pedals to go under my desk and or in front of me while I sit on the couch so that I can pretend to ride a bike while also driving my laptop and or my Xbox. So in addition to, you know, walking and doing other stuff to be more active, I'm going to use the periods of time where it's inconvenient for me to be active to also be active.
Sounds good.
Not me.
Tim's like, I'm just going to keel over. That's my plan.
Yep.
That's how I do it. I'm going to wait until something absolutely extreme happens before I go see the doctor.
Yeah. That's yep. It's a good plan.
I mean, it's the best plan.
That's what his HMO prefers.
Yeah, because then it's just a one-time payout of the coffin.
Uh-huh. And also, that's someone else's problem, not the HMO.
See?
Yeah.
How could it go wrong?
Yeah, it can't. It really can't. Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So while we were talking about all of this, I stretched my arm way out because, you know, I can't talk about these things without also, I guess, miming them. And my elbow popped and now my arm hurts and now I'm freaking myself out again.
But your arm hurts because your elbow popped.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
No, I know that.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you know, I went for that health anxiety.
Yeah.
But, and it's just like, your brain is not always be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be logical about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brain's
yeah.
going to be like, I'm going to freak the fuck out. Something's going wrong.
Yeah. My brain can know that all I want. It's, you know, my defective heart is telling me otherwise. It's like, yeah, fuck and your then facts.
Anxiety just makes you have more physical symptoms or can. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then, like, then you're like, oh, you're like, well, now I'm feeling things. So something must
yeah.
be wrong.
Yeah. Oh, cold sweat is also a symptom of heart attack? Well.
I remember when I had my bad health anxiety, like, I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would just think I was, like, it felt like I had stopped breathing. And I don't think I had. Mm-hmm. I just think, like, I woke up with that feeling. And so, yeah, sleep was not very restful because I'm like, am I going to stop breathing?
Yeah. You think there's any other animals that are like this fucking neurotic that they can think themselves to death?
I mean,
I know that there are animals where it's possible to literally scare them to death.
So many, many years ago, I listened to a podcast, Robert Sapolsky. I think that's how you say his name. He's a professor at Stanford. And it was so interesting because he was talking about animals. And not specifically what you're talking about, but what he was talking about was when an animal senses danger, the body shuts down. And this is in humans too. Until it can, like, use that energy to get away. Once it gets away, body turns to normal. We, as humans, since we can think about shit, do that to our bodies, but it's just constant. It's not like we're out of danger and our bodies go back to normal. And, like, you know, he was just basically saying, like, this stress is killing because your body is not functioning how it's supposed to. And, like, I don't know, to me, that was a real eye-opener. I was like, oh, yeah, like, I should try not to stress about shit if possible. And, you know, obviously, it's not just you say it and you do it. But I think it did help me kind of really think about, like, what are the things I should worry about? What are the things I should not worry about? And what things should I just let go of? Because I'm like, yeah, that's like, that totally makes sense to me. Like, your body is just not functioning correctly because, like, you are sitting there worrying about things going wrong or the possibility. It was an interesting talk. And he wrote a whole book that's huge I want to read someday, but it's like, I don't know how long, probably thousands of pages, at least 1,000.
You should get the audiobook and listen to it while you're driving to Wisconsin.
And, I mean, not Andy, Tim, that is not actually a bad idea.
All right, let's not pretend like you fucking shit your pants with surprise. I have good ideas every so often.
Oh, I'll be back, guys. I just shit my pants. I think it's called Behave, the Biology of Humans at Our Best and Worst. And he's just like, if you can ever listen to any of his videos or talks, like, he's just a pretty interesting guy. And the way he like presents his material is pretty interesting. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, no problem. That's how I listened to 1984, because I'm like, I'm never going to sit down and read this, but I have several long trips to LA coming up. And that's how I did it.
I mean, also, I have 2,000 unlistened to episodes of podcasts, so that's been consuming a lot of my time.
Lord.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't you worry, Tim. I'll get through it.
That is a good amount. That is a good amount of unlistened to podcasts.
Oh, my gosh.
Meanwhile, I'm circling back through old episodes of the Flophouse just to get, you know, more of it.
So, Noah.
Yes.
If those podcasts average an hour long, which I'm sure they don't.
But no, they don't. I mean, they vary. Like, I feel like the most is going to be an hour. Okay. And then usually between like 30 and 40 minutes. I do listen at double time speed.
Okay. Okay. So you're cutting everything down to, you know, let's say
half.
Let's say an average of 20 minutes.
Well, I should say, though, there's music podcasts in there that are a lot. So I don't listen to those at double time speed. So it's not a perfect. But I would say the majority are ones I do listen to at double time speed.
Okay. So if the average listening length of an episode is 30 minutes, then that's 1,000 hours of content.
Mm-hmm.
That is 6 months of 8-hour days, 5 days a week.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
But the other factor is I just keep making more podcasts too. So it's not like it's a set amount of podcasts that never changes and I'm just chinking away and getting it lower. Like every day more podcasts get added to the stream.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fighting against that too.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I mean, it's better than the problem of not enough entertainment to have.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think I want to get through it, but also I've also kind of made peace with the fact that like, I listen to the ones that I really like first, and then all the other ones are, if I get to them, great. If not, you know, that is life.
I kind of had a similar debate about that with Caitlin yesterday. She and Drew were talking about watching Dora and the Lost City of Gold, and she goes, I don't think Daddy's going to want to watch this. I'm like, no, Daddy is not at all going to want to watch this. Well, you guys can find some time when it's just the two of you to do that shit. Do not try to include me. She goes, oh, but the new animated Addams Family is available. Like, we can stream that too. I'm like, cool. Also, no. She's like, come on. It might not be as bad as everyone says. I'm like, the world's most glowing, ringing endorsement right there. Might not be as bad.
As everyone says.
It was fine. We enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, don't go in expecting fucking, you know, Citizen Kane or some shit. Like, oh my God, this is amazing.
That was Citizen Kane of Addams Family movies.
Was it better than Angry Birds 2?
I mean, isn't everything?
Yeah. Sorry, I just figured I just had to blow our bar nice and low and then, you know, kind of work in from there.
I don't think I saw Angry Birds 1, but I saw Angry Birds. We saw Angry Birds 2 in the theaters.
Oh, see, there's the problem. You wouldn't understand the plot.
I think Danelle and the boys saw it before I was home one night.
The boys are like, this closes so many loopholes and it fills in so many loose ends.
Oh, no. They saw it first. And then when the sequel came out, they're like, oh, yes. Like,
yeah, all right. That's what I mean, is the sequel. It was like.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. I thought you meant they circled back and watched the first one.
The book is 800 pages.
Shit.
I remember I saw it on the train one time and I was like, that is a thick fucking book.
What is that from, Tim?
What's that?
There's an actor, and I don't know if it was on The Wire or whatever.
It's on a show I don't watch, but I know what you're talking about. Who his catchphrase is kind of like shit.
Oh, yeah. Is The Wire.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I know I always suggest people watch The Wire because it's what people are supposed to do, but I've never seen The Wire.
It's really good. I watched it.
I just know it was White Half chiming in.
But he's
I've never watched it, and I never shall.
Yeah. He's like, he really draws out that shit.
Yeah, yeah. There, somebody posted a supercut about that for some reason. Like, it was a reaction video. Just listening to him, like, she, like he does it like super gravelly and holds it. She.
Yep, I think I've seen that same supercut of him saying it a bunch of times. Is that also the same show with the guy who walks up and goes, "Surprise, motherfucker"?
No, that's Dexter.
Oh, that's Dexter?
Yep.
All right.
Really?
Surprise, motherfucker. Some fries, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Sunrise, motherfucker. Oh,
big
man.
Big eyes, motherfucker.
Peach fries, motherfucker.
Like, I have not, I didn't see the original bit, but that little parody is so funny.
Thick thighs, motherfucker.
I don't think he says that one.
I'm sure people have done that as like an image macro and like edited it. So, yes, I'm certain that there's been a thick thighs, motherfucker out
there. I'm just talking about this one guy who just keeps doing them all dressed in different, like, it's just, it's a loop. Like, yeah. He keeps walking into the thing.
I just saw Jaws, you know, in Jaws where like he's chumming and the shark pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Someone put the audio over that. Surprise, motherfucker.
You know, it's funny, like, as it's been memed to death, but when that actually happens in the show, it is like, it is such a fucking moment in that show. Like, it was, yeah, it was surprising. You don't see it coming. It's like, surprise, motherfucker. It's like, oh shit. Shit got real.
I mean, I don't. Are you ever going to watch the show, Tim?
What's that?
Dexter.
Yeah, no. Okay. It's right in the same there with the Wire. Just right on that shelf of shows Tim's never going to get to, and he's okay with that.
So do you want to give some context, Andy?
Sure. Tim, toss in the spoiler noise.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
So are you guys familiar with the premise of Dexter?
Yes, he's a cop, right? He's a cop?
Well, he's a crime scene tech. So he's like a CSI, but like he is part of the police force, but he's not a cop.
He's a serial killer who kills other serial killers or bad people?
Yes, like, typically mostly other serial killers, but also like spree killers, also like gang members, but basically like his prey is other predators.
Now, I guess you could say just on that alone, he's kind of a gray area, but does it get muddled later in the show of who he kills? Maybe he becomes less of a sympathetic character, I guess.
There are times where he, yeah. So what it is, his biological mom was killed in front of him very gruesomely when he was very, very small. And that may or may not have impacted his like psychological and emotional development. But he's adopted by the cop who finds him. The mom was a CI, an informant for the cop. So he's raised by the cop. The cop starts to see signs when he's an adolescent that he's probably a psychopath, that he's probably, you know, heading down that road to becoming a serial killer. So the dad, you know, rather than, report him or institutionalize him or whatever, the adoptive dad gives him a code to live by. So it's basically like, these feelings, these desires that you have, this drive.
Sorry.
you're never really going to be free of it, but here's how you can live by a code to still be a good person who does good things and not become, just another monster and just another statistic.
Gotcha.
So he lives by this code that
is adopted. Is his dad still around?
I think his dad dies shortly before the show starts.
Okay. So it's not like he sees these things going on and goes,
His dad's aware of his activity. Like when he's a young man, His dad's definitely aware that he has begun to live by this code.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of implied that that knowing what he's done and knowing what he's made may have had a hand in his death. Like that may be part of why he's dead.
Gotcha.
But he does appear like in flashbacks and in like Dexter's subconscious or maybe his conscience talking to him kind of thing. Like there's a lot of, you know, not like apparitions and not like, like psychotic breaks or whatever, but there's a lot of sort of like externalizing his internal monologue as a conversation between him and his dad. But anyways, the black guy from the meme is Dokes, who's a super cop in the same precinct that Dexter works from. And he can definitely smell that there's something weird about Dexter. Like he keeps him at an arm's length, like from before the show starts. You know, he calls Dexter names. He, you know, implies that like that there's something off about him, that he's real creepy. And he starts to put together, you know, kind of a notion that, you know, maybe that maybe there's something else going on with Dexter. I think maybe even suspecting that Dexter's involved in, you know, maybe some crime stuff, maybe some violent stuff, maybe even some murders. And if I'm remembering correctly, I think the surprise motherfucker is that, Dexter goes back to the scene of his mom's murder, where he goes to a place where like a similar crime scene has sort of been, like reconstructed, you know, kind of to taunt him, kind of to draw him out by someone who knew about his mom and who knows about him.
Mm-hmm.
And that like he shows up there, but like Dokes has sort of like set a trap and Dokes has been waiting for him and pops out with, you know, surprise motherfucker and starts, I believe a fist fight that Dexter wins. And then Dexter like plays the whole thing off of like, yeah, sorry, I was just there to do my job. And, you know, you came at me swinging. I didn't know what was going on. I defended myself. And it was purely reaction. I didn't even realize it was you until you were on the ground or, you know, some shit like that. Like Dexter tries to play it off. But like this hint that this super cop is like, you know, steps away from figuring out that Dexter is a serial killer is all tied up in that surprise motherfucker line.
Gotcha. I wonder if they knew like what a meme is going to be when they wrote it. I mean, it just seemed like you just look at, yeah, surprise motherfucker. Yeah. That's, I mean, why wouldn't you?
There's so much stuff that Doke says that's like eminently quotable too. Like there's so many other things that he says that are just like he doesn't speak entirely in quips, but he is very quippy.
Surprise motherfucker.
Yeah. I kind of want to go back and just watch that scene again, like the whole surprise motherfucker scene.
Tim, you watched Black Dynamite with me, right? At my house in East Bay?
Yes, I believe so.
Every once in a while, I randomly think of that line where it's like, he's like, aha, I threw that shit before I came in the room. Do you remember that part?
No.
There's like some big fight scene at the end, and it was like a ninja star or something. And so they're fighting for like a little while, and then it comes in and hits the guy, and he's like, surprise, I threw that shit before I came in the room. It's fucking hilarious.
Is Black Dynamite that movie where like they're trying to figure out a conspiracy, but there's this like whole weird stream of consciousness thing where they're like connecting, like CIA has got the letters I and A, and that's internal affairs, and internal affairs, like an affair is when you're cheating on your wife and your girlfriend, like your wife finds out about your girlfriend, and girls are little women, and little women was written by,
I mean, I'm sure that's part of it. It's basically a blaxploitation parody. And they just like go all over the place. I don't specifically remember that scene, but I can't say it's not there.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It's that. So it's the whole Operation Code Kansas and Anaconda malt liquor thing, but it's like the shit that they connect to go point to point to point to point to point is like this completely insane, like random word association. But it was like at the end of it, they wind up with exactly what the plot is. Oh, and it's one of the like it's one of the weirdest and funniest bits of comedy I think I've ever seen.
I mean, if you haven't seen it, simply worth a watch.
Yeah.
They made a cartoon that I've enjoyed as well.
I did not know about that.
Yeah, it was on Cartoon Network. I remember, Andy, you were kind of sending a bunch of texts about Chadwick Boseman and who could take over.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, me and Roberto were talking about it. He was like saying that the guy who plays Black Dynamite, maybe. I'm like, maybe. He's getting kind of old there. I was thinking Denzel Washington's son.
Oh.
I mean, he's in Tenet. I'm like, he can do some action shit. Like John David Washington.
Yeah, I keep seeing a bunch of stuff where people are like, they shouldn't recast Black Panther. I'm like, they should absolutely recast. But it's too soon to be having this conversation because Chadwick's life is more important than this character not in the abstract, but the opposite of that. But at some point, yes, this character, like, it is important to have another black man be in that character and star in a movie that's this big. And I hope we cannot unfairly compare him to Chadwick in order to try and tear him down when this is clearly something the black community needs. Well, that's the wrong way to say it. Everybody needs it. Like, we right. need to it, see.
We shouldn't take away this representation as, because of the actor dying. Like, it's, you know, I mean, not right away, but obviously, like, this is important. Like, Black Panther was a huge movie for a lot of people, and we should continue that trend.
Yes.
Especially for superhero movies. Like, I mean, I know there's, like, shows that have, you know, a main black character, but like no movies, like for as far as superhero movies.
Yeah.
Apparently he was working on some supposed to be in a movie. I don't know if it was actually done, but it was a What If series.
Oh, the cartoon that's going to be on Disney Plus.
Is that what it was? It was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if he was doing a voice or what.
Yeah, I assume it was because they're having a lot of the MCU folks voice themselves on, because there's one where what if Peggy Carter got the superhero soldier serum instead of Steve Rogers?
Okay, that makes sense.
And I can't remember what some of the other ones are. There's like a different.
Now he's been removed.
Would that make her Captain Britain?
Sure.
Like, I looked at the other day and he was listed there and now it's gone. So I guess I wonder who updates that shit.
People.
Yeah.
People with no lives.
You know, people.
Yeah, people out there.
People who need people.
People are people. How can it be?
Why should it be?
Oh, whatever.
No, not whatever. Exactly what I just said.
Whatever. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is I met Miss Chadwick Boseman.
Yep.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah. Well, I was posting something, unfortunately, super trivial on Twitter. And then I saw someone someone say something about it. I'm like, what? That's clearly wrong. Let me fact check this. Oh, shit. That's not wrong. That's fucking crazy.
We were watching, I think, Eureka, and Caitlin just starts like yelling. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I, you know, paused the show and I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, like I could tell the, oh my God, the degree of, oh my God, it was almost certain that someone died, but I couldn't tell if she sounded sad or happy about it. Definitely surprised.
Are you calling her racist?
Well, she was definitely surprised.
Oops, but how surprised?
Like there was a little bit in the back of my head that was like, I was like, cancer got Rush Limbaugh. Donald Trump choked on a chicken nugget and died.
No, that's not what 2020 is giving to us, Andy.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I even thought that.
Man, can you imagine how the world reacted if Donald Trump died?
I can imagine how half the world would react.
I'd have to take a couple of days off work.
Why, you could get fucked up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I can't work that drunk. I mean, I'd take Drew out of school, too. I'm like, fuck it.
You're going to drink too, Drew.
Oh, man. Tip up the cup,
not
Drew.
Not that I'm... What?
As a tip up the cup, Drew.
Oh, I thought you said, Tim, take that out, please.
No.
I'm not saying that I'm rooting for it, but I will not be sad when it happens.
I'm not going to shed any tears.
I don't want anything external to make it happen, but once whatever cosmic forces, whatever his already due date is, I'll be happy to return that book for the library for you.
What a weird turn of phrase, Tim.
Yeah, I realized due date, and yeah, it just didn't make sense because yeah. I'm not going to do anything once it's due. Like I'm not in charge of his burial anything, and I won't be a part of it. So
you could have gone with passed out cigars. It's like a baby, but the opposite.
I'd be like, I'll call up those Westboro Bass Bitch people. I'm like, how do you go about protesting a funeral and just making yourself an asshole to everybody who loved the deceased? Because I want to get in on that action just once.
Yeah. Love the deceased, Tim. You're gonna ruin like two people's day.
Oh, burn. Inhale.
Yeah.
This is a razor's edge we are walking of I mean, if we were at all sympathetic to any Trump supporters before now, we have burned through all of that.
I mean, at this point,
I know you don't care.
Yeah. At this point, they've seen the racism, they've seen the self-serving, they've seen the corruption, they've seen the trampling of not just our democratic norms, but also like the concept of America as a, you know, as a free republic. They've seen all this stuff and still gone, like, yeah, it's okay. So yeah, my empathy has waned. Speaking of wanes, I've also realized that, I'm going to get you, sucker, and Black Dynamite, that I may have combined a couple of those things. But the conspiracy scene that I was talking about, Noah, is definitely Black Dynamite and not I'm going to get you, sucker.
That makes sense. I'm going to get you, sucker. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was. Especially all the talk about, like, office supplies. It's like how dangerous office supplies are. It cracks me up.
For the listeners, an awkward pause was just edited out. Yeah. While we all sat here thinking about how do we end the show now that we've dug ourselves into this goofy hole.
I heard noises in the background, Tim. I thought you were talking to your kids, so I was just being quiet so you could like duck this part of the show.
Oh, Navy SEALs. No, I don't talk to them.
No, it may have been somebody in the background at Noah's place.
No one's here.
It was definitely noise in the background, but
it could have been an intruder at Noah's place.
All right.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
That dude apparently insists he's not gay and has a kid now. I mean, you know, whatever your truth is, live it. But yeah. Just as an outside observer, it does not seem likely. But let me qualify that further. As an outside observer who clearly does not have all the details necessary to make a qualified judgment, I'm making an unqualified judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be treated as such, discarded and whittled upon and then flushed away.
Yeah.
My judgment. That's all I was referring
to. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, no, Tim, I mean, it's legit. He also set off my gaydar. But on the flip side of that, I am a white, straight man, and also an idiot.
So I got that going for me.
Yep. I got all that going for me.
Yeah, I would, you know, I would agree with your assessment, Tim. But you know, people are different. You know, people thought we were gay.
I mean, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you know, when lights go out and it's cold and shivery.
Hey, in the dark, a suck is a suck and a fuck is a fuck.
True words have never been smoking.
Smoking, huh?
Smoking.
Yes.
Smoking. Somebody stop me from saying problematic things. That's Sandcast for this week.
Yeah, have a week.
We'll be coming to you from Wisconsin next week, possibly. Or possibly not. Who knows?
Hello, Wisconsin.
It'll be very cheesy.
Mm.
Those cheese curds, y'all.
Yep. Ah, there's a place near me that, like, it's a chain that started in Wisconsin, and cheese curds are on the menu. And I have not had the bravery yet to try their cheese curds. And I also think that the week that I'm trying to convince myself I'm not having a heart attack is not the week to change that. But I just want y'all to know I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about you, Culvers.
All right. What shouldn't we trust this week?
Never trust cancer.
Yeah.
Because Chadwick Boseman's gone and Rush Limbaugh is continuing to lumber along.
He looks so different now.
I mean, hate changes you. You look at the Emperor.
John Oliver played a clip of him. I was like, oh, who's this random dude? I'm like, oh, that's fucking Rush Limbaugh.
Yep.
Yeah. There's someone's death I'm not going to feel bad about celebrating.
All right. Not today. Toho Studios' ability to create a realistic monkey costume for King Kong versus Godzilla.
What?
showed my boys King Kong versus Godzilla last night. I'm like, did they think that looked like a gorilla? I mean, it's on Amazon Prime. Watch it. It's like, what?
Wait, is that a recent movie?
No,
it's from the 60s, dude.
Oh.
Right. There is one that I think was already supposed to be out, but it will be out, I assume, at some point.
It'll be out next year, I think.
Okay. This ain't that.
Yeah. I mean, Kong Skull Island was there were hints dropped through Kong Skull Island about Godzilla, and then the end of Godzilla King of the Monsters, there were some very, very straightforward references made to Kong.
Oh. Well, I mean, the end credits scene of Skull Island pretty much set up that Godzilla exists in that world.
Yeah, like Monarch showing up and showing off, yeah. Like the ridges and the water and everything. Yes, indeed.
Anywho, what do you hate this week?
This week, I hate that the president, who has spent at least 4 years talking about how people should be violently putting down any protest, has whipped his little right-wing militia jerk-off boys into crossing state lines to go attack protesters. And somehow the right's trying to turn this is what you have to look forward to in Joe Biden's America. Like, motherfuckers, this is Donald Trump's America. So, that's a lot of words to say. I fucking hate Donald Trump.
Nailed it. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
Tancast. And I will, assuming the heart attack doesn't get me first, I promise you, I will take a shit on his grave.
All right.
Right.
Before I die. I've actually started setting money aside.
One would hope so. If you take a zombie shit on his grave, we got other things to discuss.
Well, yeah. Oh, what was it? I can't remember what it was that I tweeted, but it was something about God resurrects the dead, but they're all zombies, would be peak 2020. Yeah.
All right. Well,
and as an Atlantan, I know it'll start here, so. I've seen the documentary.
I'll just go ahead and stop this shit.
Yes.
Just going to wrap that up.
Do that. Oh.